From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another extension to the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna. Those talks with Iran are described by a Western official as not open-ended and have been extended for the last time. An unnamed official suggests the years-long negotiations are down to their final 48 hours. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are continuing to negotiate for the next couple of days. We are interpreting in a flexible way our deadline, which means that we are taking the time, the days we still need, to finalize the agreement, which is something that is still possible, even if now we're getting into the difficult time.
A comprehensive nuclear deal being negotiated would cut Iran's uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build the bomb. Sanctions that have wrecked the economy would be eased and eventually lifted. Tehran is balking at Western demands for inspections of military sites and is demanding an end to a UN arms embargo. Heavily armed militants reportedly attacked a convoy of buses and army escorts near Impakatone in Kenya's eastern Lamu region near Somalia. The French press agency says no immediate reports of casualties. That report followed an early Tuesday attack on the northeastern Kenyan town Mandera, claimed by al-Shabaab gunmen, who killed at least 14 people. 11 others were wounded. Joseph Nkasari is a Kenyan cabinet official.
The attackers blew up the gate of the estate using IEDs. The intention of the heinous murderers was to take siege of the quarters with the aim of executing 150 residents of the estate.
Mandera, the scene in December of a similar nighttime attack by al-Shabaab that killed more than 30 quarry workers, many of them Christian. Nearly 150, mostly students, were killed by al-Shabaab at a Garissa University in April. This is VOA News. The European Union has announced a Sunday summit which appears to signal the last chance for Greece to present an economic reform plan that they consider worthy of continued international bailout funds. Donald Tusk is president of the European Council.
The stark reality is that we have only 5 days left to find the ultimate agreement. Until now, I have avoided talking about deadlines, but tonight I have to say it loud and clear that the final deadline ends this week.
Eurozone officials apparently unimpressed with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's latest improvements in his request for more bailout money. President Obama held unprecedented talks Tuesday with the head of Vietnam's Communist Party, Nguyen Phu Trom, at the White House. He's the first Communist Party official to visit the U.S. in search of stronger ties. Vice President Joe Biden hosted a luncheon for the Vietnamese official.
We'll continue to find ways to expand our economic relationship and become stronger partners on key global issues related to the environment, science, technology, and to health. And we look forward to a future with a strong, independent, prosperous Vietnam that respects human rights and the rule of law.
President Obama is said to have exchanged views on growing economic ties and maritime tensions that Vietnam has with China, as well as candid differences over Vietnam's human rights record. Republican lawmakers Tuesday expressed frustration with the Obama administration's efforts to fight Islamic State radicals. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Senator John McCain took aim at President Obama's progress report issued Monday to degrade and defeat the IS group.
None of the so-called progress that the president cited suggests that we are on a path to success. Since U.S. and coalition airstrikes began last year, ISIL has continued to enjoy battlefield successes, including taking Ramadi and other key terrain in Iraq, holding over half the territory in Syria, and controlling every border post between Iraq and Syria.
Mr. McCain warned that one is not winning a war, he is losing it. Appearing before the panel, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said America will deal IS a lasting defeat. Twin bombings in northern Nigeria Tuesday left another 30 dead, 25 people killed, when a bomber detonated explosives at a government office near Zaria in Kaduna State. More than 30 were wounded. A female suicide bomber blew herself up and four others in Sabongari town in Borno State. Chinese stocks continued to tumble Wednesday, prompting Beijing to warn of a panic sentiment by investors and to unveil a series of new measures to stop a three-week slide and stem more than 30% losses that has wiped out more than $3 trillion of market value. Hundreds more Chinese companies filed for trading suspensions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.